A young man arrives in New York City with little more than determination and a pair of sneakers. Fast forward a few years, and he's selling over $1 billion in Manhattan real estate annually, starring on a hit television show, and becoming a cultural phenomenon whose signature high kick gets mimicked by fans worldwide, including celebrities like Jennifer Lopez and Sarah Jessica Parker. This isn't a fairy tale. It's Frederick Eklund's real story. What makes his journey particularly compelling is how he's reframed the entire concept of selling. In a world where salesperson often carries negative connotations, he offers a radically different perspective. Everyone is in sales. Whether you're convincing your partner to try that new restaurant, persuading your teenager to clean their room, or interviewing for your dream job, you're selling. The question isn't whether you're selling, it's whether you're doing it authentically and joyfully. His philosophy challenges everything we've been taught about keeping our professional and personal selves separate, about toning down our uniqueness to fit in, about success requiring sacrifice of our true nature. After watching his internet startup crash during the dot-com bubble, Eklund found himself at 23 feeling like a complete failure. But this crushing moment became his liberation. He came out to his supportive family and moved to New York alone, determined to succeed not by pretending to be someone else, but by amplifying exactly who he was. The most memorable people aren't trying to blend in. They're comfortable in their own skin, quirks and all. Picasso observed that all children are artists. The challenge is remaining one as you grow up. That playful, unself-conscious kid inside you isn't a liability. It's your secret weapon. Eklund's signature high kick embodies this, ridiculous by traditional standards, yet absolutely unforgettable. Authenticity becomes crucial with celebrities who can smell fakery instantly. Your uniqueness creates ripples no carefully crafted persona could achieve. The world has enough carbon copies. It needs the original you. When Eklund spotted an elderly gentleman peering through his office window, he ignored protocol and engaged him directly. Despite internal panic, he presented himself with confidence, calm on the surface, paddling frantically beneath. He sold that tiny two-bedroom for $560,000, earning $16,000. By year's end, $50 million in sales. But here's what matters more. He'd discovered what lit his fire. Life is absurdly short. Figure out what makes you come alive. His drive stems from loving the spotlight since childhood. His partner, John, is motivated purely by money. Neither is wrong. They're different. The critical insight? If you don't dream big, you'll spend life helping others achieve their dreams instead of your own. When Eklund's followers asked what they wanted to learn most, the answer was clear. Show us your daily routine. His schedule operates on three modes: Monday, Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Saturday, completely off, and Sunday, 50% on, 50% off. That unplugged Saturday isn't luxury, it's necessity. On cannot exist without off. Sleep by 9:45 p.m. is his most important appointment, fiercely protected with an 8-hour block. The fastest path to success? Learn directly from industry superstars. Working for free alongside a top producer provides invaluable, compressed education. In 12 years, not one person has knocked on Eklund's office door seeking a job. Everyone sends lengthy emails. Show initiative differently. One candidate named Nathan arrived with comprehensive lists of Manhattan buildings and developers he'd memorized. He closed $60 million in his first 18 months. Eklund's mother worked at a gift wrapping counter, teaching him that presentation matters as much as content. A beautifully wrapped, mediocre gift feels more valuable than an unwrapped treasure. Eklund advises new salespeople to set aside 10% of every commission for wardrobe and grooming. Your clothes are your selling costume. Find your signature look with splashes of color. Polish your shoes religiously. First impressions form in just 250 milliseconds, so present yourself beautifully every single day. After losing Rookie of the Year, despite $50 million in first-year sales, Eklund confronted his reflection at 25, looking 35 bags under his eyes, swollen belly, exhausted. He'd sacrificed health for wealth. That moment sparked a realization. Health trumps wealth. Focus is the prize fighter's secret weapon. Six strategies sharpen it. Stay hydrated. Dehydration impairs cognition. Eliminate time wasters. The average American watches 5 hours of TV daily, 75 days yearly. Exercise regularly to release brain-boosting chemicals. Get 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Use a trigger to restore focus instantly and dump negativity, toxic friends, and painful memories alike. Daily exercise is non-negotiable. The Dirty Dozen workout requires no equipment. 12 jumping jacks, squats, push-ups, lunges, sit-ups, and chair dips. Repeat 3 to 5 times. The hardest part? Starting. Your brain manufactures excuses. Nutrition matters. His rule, if it's factory-made, avoid it. Prioritize protein and minimal carbs. Fish, steak, chicken, colorful salads, nuts. At restaurants, order as if you're already full. Your physical and mental health aren't luxuries. They're the foundation of all success. Would you trust your million-dollar property to someone who can't iron their shirt? Appearance signals how much you value yourself and others. The first 30 seconds of meeting someone sets the tone for your entire relationship. Eklund met his husband Derek in Greece by approaching him with humor about their mutual height. Everyone secretly wants to laugh and have fun. There's no rule against being both professional and entertaining. Laughter reduces heart disease risk by 40%, boosts immunity, relieves stress, and makes you memorable. Charm is an acquirable skill. Practice it everywhere, with customer service representatives, baristas, strangers in the park. Charming people smile, maintain eye contact, remember names, and show vulnerability. Humor boosts business. Smiling, happy people make more money, while laughter increases trust during negotiations by 10%. In negotiation, identify your absolute bottom line before entering discussions. Use strategic timing. Sending pricing hours after a pitch makes clients want your services more. Always prefer in-person discussions, since 70% of communication is nonverbal. Listen more than you speak, utilize silence, and control your body language. Keep arms relaxed, never crossed. Sometimes throw negotiations into neutral gear by becoming emotionless, responding with a long "mm" and blank stare. More than 50% of people who don't make the sale fail to ask for what they want. Social media drives over 25% of income. One Instagram post generated $100 million in real estate sales in a month. Authenticity is non-negotiable. Followers detect fakery instantly, so never outsource your presence. Win over the superstar's assistant first. They hold the keys to the kingdom. Visualize your dream in vivid sensory detail. Don't just imagine it, feel and embody it. Break massive goals into smaller steps to make the impossible achievable. Smiling makes you look confident, relieves stress, releases endorphins, and gives you a natural facelift. First impressions form in 250 milliseconds, so present yourself beautifully daily. Everyone is selling something. Success comes to those who embrace this reality with authenticity, joy, and genuine connection. When you combine digital presence with authentic human connection, you create an unstoppable force that attracts opportunity and generates exceptional results. Pronoia is the opposite of paranoia, the belief that the universe conspires to help you. That flight delay? A chance to call your grandmother. Business brings self-doubt, jealousy, impatience, and disappointment. How you handle these determines your success. Self-doubt is normal, but don't become your own worst critic. When that nasty voice speaks up, see it as a map showing where to go. Success is the best revenge against jealousy. Impatience pushes you forward, but requires balance. Success takes time to grow. High expectations ruin relationships. Give love without expecting returns. Now imagine hitting jackpot on your last $26. That's you right now. Don't cut out daily cappuccinos to save money. We need small luxuries to affirm our hard work pays off. Travel monthly, throw parties, share your success. Always give more than you receive. Never get so busy making money that you forget to enjoy it. The hardest part of success is learning when to start savoring it, because that's actually the secret to becoming even more successful.